Good afternoon. You are listening to Verulam Sports. And if you're a regular Verulam Sports listener, you will know that 2018 was the year of physical activity here in Hertfordshire. You'll also know that everybody involved with that project in 2019 are not resting on their laurels. No way. It's all about legacy. And to tell us about the month of July and August's legacy theme, it's all about parks. We have Dave Renoff, the Green Spaces Manager at Broxbourne Environmental Services. Good afternoon and good evening, Dave. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Tony. Thank you.
Well, look, like I say, I just really value the fact that there's the real passionate commitment to legacy from the Yopper project. People talk about that L word all the time and it almost becomes, almost meaningless. But the commitment that's been demonstrated each month with a specific theme, really drilling it back into our minds and our importance. Tell me about the importance of July and now August, the park theme, and just how critical that is.
Well, I think it is very important. They're assets which are basically there for community to use, they're free to use as part of that, and it's recognising that there's a lot of health activities and events which take place in our green spaces. It's obviously as well as leisure centres, so it was something which we felt was very important. It's something which doesn't matter what type of usage that it is, whether it's just going for a walk, taking the dog for a walk, whether it's going to play, whether it's just going for a walk through the woods. It's something which we want to encourage people to go out and enjoy. And we're blessed in Hertfordshire and having some absolutely fantastic facilities.
Yeah, we really, really are. And it's easy to forget that. But what's great again about that, again, tying it into this importance of legacy, is that there are certain barriers or certain things that, I guess, switch people off from getting physically active. And one of those is cost. You know, everything seems to be getting more expensive these days. But you're dead right. I think it's really important that, again, just to stress that, that to take your dog for a walk in your local park, get out there in the great outdoors, feel some green, not going to cost you a penny, is it?
No, absolutely not. And it's both the physical and the mental health benefit which that actually provides as well.
And they go together, don't they? I know my colleague has just started embarking on kind of like a yoga project. And physically, mentally, he just feels like a different human being. It's great. And, again, people do sometimes just get, in these downward spirals, don't they? But just get out there and you will feel better over time, won't you?
No, 100%. And again, because of where we are, wherever you live in the county, you will have somewhere which is basically near to you. A number of people live busy lives. People commute in terms of getting to and from work. They may not necessarily work near to where they actually live. And sometimes it's people are maybe not aware what's around, and that's one of the things which we look to do is through the Parks Hearts app, is that to actually promote the different sites which are around, and people can simply go onto there and see what's near them and to see what type of activity or event or type of usage which they're looking to carry out. So even if it is, whether it's something with the family or if it's somebody on their own, there's something which will signpost you something near to you.
So, goodness me, tell us all about that app again in just 1 second. But right now, really champion it. Again, I know it's been this particular crucial park theme all of July. Can't believe how quickly time flies. We're now in August, but it's got another month to the platform. Tell us what's ahead and what we've missed out. Have we missed out already? What have been the highlights?
It's not so much that people have missed out. One of the things which we did for July was to focus on 31 different parks across the whole of the county. And they're each in terms of each district within the county as well. So it was each day saying, this is a site to signpost people to go to. So over that period of time, we've had some fantastic parks, which we've got in Hertfordshire, locations like Cedars Park, which is mine in terms of in Broxbourne. You've got other locations, Castle Park in East Hearts, which is part of a lottery project over in Bishop Stortford, Stanborough Park in Welling, Rickmansworth Aquadrome in Three Rivers. I'm trying to think of other ones. The
mighty Clarence Park here in the St Albans, and some of the great park runs that happen in and around here is just always astonishing to me.
Yeah, exactly, and that I think indicates how people use it for park run, which is something which has just grown so popular across the country. But again, and well in terms of in Hertfordshire, and it's just pushing people to those locations. And I know people who partake in park run who may well go to their regular nearest location, but then they will always go to other sites as well, because they want to be able to experience different runs in different locations.
Do you know what? I've been talking to quite a few people who've been doing the park runs here in St Albans, and they become addicted and they become a totally different person. I have seen some people, not in a very kind of silly way, but in a very steady pace, literally lose two or three stone, feel better, look better, and purely and simply, when you talk to them, they attribute the catalyst for that of getting involved in this very low pressure, free event where you can just complete the tit at your own pace.
I would agree, and although parkrun isn't something which I would participate, it's not something which I've participated in at the present time, I would also say that encouraging anyone to get out and to use their park or green space, whether it's for a run or just going for that walk, making that first step is so, so important. And it's something which we need to encourage, if not communities as a whole, because as I said, they're there, they're free to use. Generally are good facilities which are there as well in terms of pathways. And part of one of the advantages of park run is that you know how far you actually run. It's something which can indicate, you can record your time, so you can look at your performance. But you don't just need to do that on a Saturday morning. You can just say, I'm going to go to the park, the nearest one to me, I'm going to do this. And that just that general regular exercise really helps you to make you physically and mentally better, as well as trying to encourage that social interaction as well.
Absolutely brilliant points. Really, really powerfully conveyed there, Dave. Tell you what, you must have a lovely job, though, there at Broxbourne Environmental Services as the Green Spaces Manager. Because, sometimes we do get spun on a yarn. I know we were very much a kind of urbanised world. But you know what astonishes me? Every time I fly to a different country, when you first take off and you've got that kind of perspective, just how green England still is. And I think it's really important that we do utilise those wonderful green spaces in our areas. Just tell me a little bit about your take on that.
I think we sometimes take it for granted, the facilities we've actually got, and that they are there. It's a bit of a mantra, because I keep repeating myself, that they're free to actually use, and they're for the whole of the community. And it's just nice from my point of view, when you go to a site, you just see people enjoying the actual space it's actually there. And yes, you pick up things and you identify things which we could perhaps look to improve, possibly change, but it's just seeing people enjoying what's actually there. And I think that any green spaces manager in Hertfordshire would say exactly the same, not just in Hertfordshire, across the UK. That's the real benefit, is when you turn up and you see people enjoying the space which we help to provide.
Truly, truly love it. Dave, you mentioned the app there that you guys have kind of got.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit more how we can access it and what you would look to have it at the palm. All the information in the palm of our hands.
Exactly. If you just Google or any other search engine, Parks Hearts, and it's now well used, it comes up as I think, the number one search as part of that. And if you go into that, you can then put in where you are and what you're actually looking for, and it will signpost you to a park either near to you or the type of activity that you're actually looking for.
Absolutely brilliant. Once again, tell us remind us of that site. As I say, I'm really passionate about this, David. I think it's a really important thing. Get out there, appreciate our local green area, and ultimately get fit and active. You cannot fail to enjoy life accordingly, I'll tell you. So once again, please, Dave, the best website to learn more.
Parks Hearts.
Simple as that. Bang that into any good search engine, and the wealth of information will be there. Dave, you've been a wealth of information and really entertaining, and I totally appreciate your time, your skill, and your endeavours to make our world just a little bit of a better place. So thanks again for your time this evening.
Thanks very much, Tony. Thank you.